Welcome back to another episode of Silly Talk. This episode today is sponsored by Trojan Condoms. Trojan Condoms, your one-stop shop for all your anal adventures.
You can't say that if they're not actually sponsored.
They're going to be a sponsor. We don't give names because names aren't important. The socials listed at the bottom are my LinkedIn profile and my Tinder. Send me a message and DM me. I swipe right on literally everybody. So the chances of us messaging are pretty high. And as a follow-up to the last episode, also my email. If you are a woman over 40 with a child, please send me an email. I'd like to meet you and do something fancy with you. On this episode today, we have our very first guest, which is a sibling of mine. You don't have to give your name because names aren't important. So who are you? Just don't say your name. Just talk.
I don't like this. I'm getting stage fright.
Okay, so she got stage fright, which is a really bad start to this fucking episode, and that sucks. That's really good for someone who's going to be an internet commentator.
I'm not an internet commentator.
So what are we doing right now? What are we, explain? Why don't you just, well, we don't have any visual just yet. We're setting it up in the studio, but why don't you describe to us and the listeners what you are actively doing right now?
I am playing Minecraft.
So she has autism, which is undiagnosed, but we all support it. So anyway, so you're playing Minecraft. So what is, can you tell the listeners what is Minecraft in case people don't know what this, it's a video game, right? You're playing a video game right now?
I mean, it's developed by a company named Mojang.
Boring. So skip to the fun stuff. So what is it that you're actually doing in the game?
Making me really anxious.
Okay, well, you don't have to. It's okay. Do what I tell you. Okay. Do what I tell you, and just explain to the people what it is that you're doing right now in your Minecraft world.
Well, right now I'm trying to find a way back to my house and find a way I can get back to the spot so I can build here. And I'm also being stalked by a monster named Herobrine.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, I actually know none of that. Why don't you explain to everybody? So it's a what?
I think it originated from... So the main player in Minecraft is Steve.
Right.
And I think it originated from a creepypasta that someone made about, like, basically, like, a possessed version of Steve. And there's... I don't know. There's a lot of lore. I actually don't know all of it. But he's, like, a possessed version of Steve, and he can follow you and fuck up your world and kill you and just, like, spook you. And he has white eyes, and he looks possessed. And he pops up and he, like, jump scares you.
You know, I actually think that I know about a couple creepypastas. I've gone down the rabbit hole with those a few times. And so just to clarify with you, because there might be women over 40 that are listening to my podcast. So creepypastas are, and don't laugh at that.
Why do you really like women over 40?
Well, if you listen to episode 2, Winter Isn't All That, we go over that in the podcast.
Well, I still just think you have unresolved mommy issues.
Okay, well, this is public information, so we have to be careful of what goes out. You're just saying what?
I'm just saying that most guys who like older women want a mother figure, and they have a thing about that. I'm just saying.
Okay, so you're now officially stated on the record for Silly Talk that says that men who like older women have mommy issues?
I'm saying that they usually have a mother thing.
Okay, and what facts do you have to back up this? Because this is kind of a bold statement that you're making right now.
I'm just saying, look at a lot of the guys who like older women. They did not have good childhoods.
Well, I think that I didn't have the best childhood, but I also just really like moms. So what is your thoughts on that?
It's not conscious. Like, you're not going to consciously be like, I had a bad childhood, so I like moms. It's just a thing that happens.
So that you think if I'm aware of that and I actually talk about it, that circumvents the fact that I would like a sexual mother figure?
Don't say sexual mother figure.
But that's kind of what you're. That's kind of what you're hinting at, though, is that most men want a sexual mother figure.
Yeah, I'm not saying. Also think about how a lot of men act towards women. Would they like make them like? I mean, cook for them, clean for them. A lot of what they do is like a second mother.
I don't really do that though. Like, I don't really want a woman.
I'm not saying you do. I'm talking about like the larger population.
So you're talking about listeners in my podcast.
I think that some of your listeners might have some unresolved mommy issues that they don't know about.
So you think that most men want a woman who's older to be sexual with them because they also cook and clean for them?
No, because they also provide them a safe feeling similar to that they didn't receive as a child.
Well, I've actually been told that I provide the opposite, which is that a lot of women are scared of me.
I wasn't talking. Well, they might be... Okay, well, they might be scared of... All right, that's a really bold, and I'm the one making bold statements. You just said the.
Well, I don't think. Well, let's just possibly in different natures, almost sexually, I would say.
They're sexually scared of you.
That sounds weird when I actually say it now. So, like, we're gonna edit this out. Actually, this isn't gonna make it. This isn't gonna make it to the next episode. I would actually say that I excite women sexually, and I don't make them very scared.
You don't make them very scared.
I also don't excite them very sexually.
I don't know. I feel like fear doesn't really come into play unless you're being weird about it. And...
No, it's not about being weird with, well, hang on. What was the point that you were trying to make?
I don't even remember. I was talking about moms.
Okay. And I'm saying that it's not, so it's okay to be scared of moms is what you're saying.
No, I mean, if they're scary. I mean, I used to be scared of moms.
So. Okay. So what makes you scared of motherly figures?
I'm not scared of motherly figures. I'm scared of authority figures.
You're scared of authority figures?
Yeah, I've noticed this thing that, I noticed it as a kid, like, teachers, police officers, other people's parents, like, they stress me out, and I get really, like, anxious, like, even Cam's mom, like...
No, we don't give names because names aren't important on the episode.
Okay, so we'll cut that out.
Yeah, that's gonna be edited out.
Okay, even my somewhat boyfriend's
don't
mom.
Say, no, we can't lift any personal details.
Why not?
Because names aren't important and personal details aren't important. They just have to go by...
A person I know's mom?
A person you know's mom as an authority figure is you're attracted to you sexually, is
no,
what you're saying.
No, I didn't say anything about sexual. You brought up sexual.
Well, you said the word mom and I immediately went to that.
So that's exactly what I'm saying. You heard the word... I said the word mom and you were immediately like,
And what's wrong with that?
Weird.
Why is that weird?
Well, it's just like, why do you specifically like moms? Like, what is it about what, like, because I have children?
Well, no, so this is brought up in episode 2 of the podcast of Silly Talk, which is Winter Ain't All That. We actually go over the fact that I think that a woman who, we didn't talk about hips. It was the main point that was made in the episode was that a woman who kind of has like a fun mom who has a child where the child is not yet that old, like around a 3-year-old to 4-year-old. Mm-hmm. It is like prime sexual mother energy. Well, it's not you. I think that because this is what we want to be going after. You know, because that we actually and I think, and this is possibly a kind of racial statement, or maybe it's accurate, but
racial.
No, I did not say racial, and don't put that out because we're gonna have to edit that out on the podcast. But I think that something that we as males want is a woman who knows what she wants and is a bit comfortable in her being and her skin, and I think that you get that as you age, and I think that there is a fun mom.
So you like fun, confident moms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and what's so bad about that?
Nothing's bad. I'm just saying.
No, you have to speak up a little bit because the microphone.
There's probably a deeper psychological thing at play there. It's all
well, we don't have to. Okay, so that's called being a nerd. And we don't have to go that deep into it. We just have to look at a fun mom. There's another thing that you might be interested in our last episode of the podcast. I talked about, the other thing I talked about too is I think as a woman ages, the boundary for vanilla, for what becomes increasingly weird, I think that people are being open to it. And I actually asked my listeners of the podcast to email me with, I said that you want to be a little bit scared. I think that when you're having a sexual encounter, you want to be a little bit intimidated and a little bit scared, and you want to do something that scares you. And the thing that we talked about a lot actually was food in the bedroom.
Oh.
And you say, oh, to that. So the thing that I talked about is imagine getting full of sexual things in the bedroom. Like you're with a woman and she has like, and you're like, I got all this candy underwear that I want to try, but you don't do anything and you just keep eating the candy underwear. And after like, 14 pairs of candy underwear. You're like, I'm still. You're like, no, I'm fucking stuffed. I just had so much.
Fucking stupid.
And I'm just so full right now that I don't think I can do anything. And then I said that that's kind of what you want to aim for because having sex on a full stomach is a little bit scary.
Doesn't sound pleasant.
Well, that's what scares you a little bit.
It doesn't sound like it would. Feel good.
Well, see, this is also something that you probably wouldn't understand because you're a younger person. So maybe somebody who's like a fun mom in their 40s would be much more open.
Have sex with you on a full stomach?
Yes.
Oh, But I'm just saying, what's like the fun in that?
Well, because it's a little bit scary.
But it's not scary for a fun reason. Like, it's like not scary because it's new. It's scary because you're gonna like shit your fucking bed.
Well, I think all of us
like shit the fucking bed. Like it's like you mean when you say like scary, I think like, oh, like trying something new for the first time, or like someone using like handcuffs for the first, or like something like that. And then I don't mean like the possibility of like shitting the fucking bed, or like ripping ass in the middle of, like, that's not fun scary. That's
just... Well, I would actually argue that is the fun part of it, because how many times do you think that we can go through life where we can say, you know what, I might shit my pants right now?
Probably and a I lot, don't but I don't think that during sex has to be one of those times.
I disagree, and I think that one of those things would be having a beautiful woman with you, and you go, the fear of what might happen is that I'm with this lovely person who I've now courted, and
this
I've brought
awful.
Well, okay, don't interrupt me, and I and I could just say, you know what, I have this lovely woman with me in my bedroom, and I've now eaten 15 pairs of candy underwear, and I might shit my...
Also, are you going to the store and buying 15 pairs of candy underwear?
I am, yes. I'm the one buying them.
Like, just all in... I want those in... Can I have those in bulk?
Yeah, sell them in bulk. That's what I... That's specifically what I actually phone them before I enter the store,
beforehand,
and I say...
Yeah.
And I say, I am looking for, I want variety flavors. I want cherry, I want watermelon, I want strawberry, and I want them to go.
And they're like, is this like your lunch? Like,
and I say that it's going to be. And I say, babe, I skipped lunch to eat 15 pairs of strawberry, watermelon, candy underwear off you. And now it's not agreeing with me. And now the fun is going to start.
I don't think that is very fun.
Well, this is what we call a difference of perspective, and that's okay. And that's actually what we're looking for in the podcast, is we want to have people who don't agree, because then we form an echo chamber, and that's not fun for anybody. We want the different opinions on the show, right?
Yeah, I see.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, this forest is
burning. Yeah, so in the midst of this conversation, I've actually now just glanced at your screen, and everything's on fire.
Yeah, there was a lava pit, and I guess it lit a tree on fire, and now they're all on fire.
So is this one of those creepypastas that you were talking to, you were telling us about earlier?
No, this is just the game has lava, and sometimes it sets things on fire.
Okay, now that sounds like a bit of a creepypasta to me, actually.
Well, not really, it's just, it's hot, and it burns the wood. It's not
now,
really a creepypasta.
Now, a forest fire can also, in some ways, be called a creepypasta. When
no,
really,
it can't.
Why not?
Because a creepypasta is a fake internet horror story that has nothing to do with, I mean, maybe some of them have forest fires in them.
But would you also not say that a forest fire is scary?
Yeah, but it's just because something's scary doesn't make it a creepypasta.
But don't you agree that a real life thing is a lot scarier than a fictional thing?
Well, yes, but sometimes that's not really the fun. Like, sometimes the fun comes from the fact that they're not real.
So I have you on record saying that forest fires just aren't really fun.
Do you think they're fun?
Well, that's what a creepypasta is all about.
That's okay. I don't think that there is a correlation between forest fires and creepypasta.
Well, why haven't we decided to make a creepypasta maybe about a forest fire?
Maybe somebody has.
Well, maybe I'll be the one to do it.
I said, well, you might not be the first.
Well, then I'm going to kill that person.
Oh, all right.
And this is maybe...
I can't stop you there.
And this is what I'm actually going to be talking about, and maybe...
Killing people?
What? No. Well, what I will say, and maybe this is a bit of a controversial opinion, but I would think that maybe killing people wouldn't always be the worst thing to do.
No, I agree with that.
So if
But then by the same token, isn't that just the death penalty?
Well, no, because I wouldn't get caught.
So you're just a serial killer?
Well, no, I would just kill people who don't agree with me.
That's still being a serial killer.
No, but it would be like for a reason. Like maybe I would like lie about the reason why it started, and then I would use that in a court of law to justify the reason why I killed them, and then I would just keep repeating that over and over again.
I think at some point that they would catch on and be like, he's killed a lot of people. This probably isn't by accident.
I think you're really bolstering the justice system, which I think is not that... I don't think they would. I think a lot of people are silly.
I think if the same guy was on trial for murder like 5 times, somebody would notice.
Well, didn't Ted Bundy get away with it for like 10 years?
He was never on trial for murder.
That's a lie.
Not until he was caught. But the only thing that he did was he... starved himself so that he would lose a bunch of weight, and then he shimmied through the prison vents, escaped, went off into the Colorado mountains, but then couldn't find any food, basically was starving, and then just came back and turned himself in.
So what you're basically telling me is that in order for me to escape prison, I just have to not eat for a while.
It's pretty much what he did.
Okay, so that sounds like a really good way to get out of prison.
Well, I mean, he just shimmied his little skinny body through the vents.
Okay, so it sounds like this is what I'm going to have to be doing then. So what I'm basically, this is a public, this is not on the record. I haven't killed anybody, and I don't really plan on it yet. That's only in the case of them writing a creepypasta that I do not want. About a forest fire, yes.
So specifically, you know what? What if I write a creepypasta about a forest fire?
Well, then I'm going to have to kill you.
Oh. But I'm your sister.
Well, that doesn't matter.
You'll just kill me anyways.
Yes. All right. Okay. So
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah, so what we're basically... So in other words, yes, I have no limitations. Well, you know what? I probably wouldn't kill a woman over 40.
Again, why?
Because I could bet her. and don't laugh at that, because I think that's a noble cause. You know, I think a lot of us...
My jacked friend Justin. Sorry.
You can't list names because names aren't important.
I keep forgetting
about names aren't important on the podcast.
Keep forgetting about the name rule.
Names aren't important on the podcast. We don't give names on the podcast.
Very well. Anyways, he's my age and he slept with like a woman who was almost 40.
Now that is something that we call badass.
I was like that. I didn't like that, to be honest.
So you're now backtracking on the fact that you don't like that men are doing this?
I don't think that a woman that's almost 40 should be sleeping with a guy who's 21. I think that's kind of gross.
You know what? I can start with you on that point. I think that a bit of an age gap like that is a bit odd, because then if you were to roll reverse it.
It's like, well, yeah, exactly. Like, imagine if I slept with a 40-year-old man. Like, you would be like, what the fuck?
That is a little bit funny to imagine.
Like, it's like, that would be like me sleeping with, like, Steve.
Okay, so no names. We don't give names on the podcast, but that is that's basically our stepdad. Yeah. So we have you on record on Silly Talk saying that you're gonna try to sleep with our stepdad.
No, I'm saying if I slept with a man that age, people would be disgusted. But when he does it, you're like, nice.
So you're saying when Steve has sex with a 20-year-old, it's cool?
No, I'm saying that when my friend had sex with an older woman, you said it was cool, but if I were to have sex with somebody that was like an older man, it wouldn't be considered cool. It would be considered... Why are your hands shaking?
My hands are not shaking. My knee is shaking. My knee is shaking.
Is it from the scotch?
No, we can't do that. We can't, because there's no alcohol in the podcast. We can't talk about that.
Why not?
Because I'm going to lose my sponsors.
That's a rule?
Yes, I'm going to lose my sponsors.
The Trojan.
Yes, I'm sponsored by Trojan Condoms. I can't lose this sponsor. I'm getting like $2 a day off this, which is huge.
All right, I'm sorry.
Sponsored by Trojan Condoms. Trojan Condoms for all your anal adventures.
Why only anal?
What?
Well, they're not just for anal.
Well, that's just what they told me to say.
So they just... Okay.
I guess their sales are kind
of... It's for LGBT community.
Well, no, we don't have to necessarily back that, and we don't have to make it gay. Well, although there is no problem with that, and I fully accept that. Listen, when the LGBTQ movement came out, I kissed three guys.
Are they Dylan?
Hey, we can't... Don't give names, because names aren't important on the podcast. I'm just saying that there is a distinct difference, and it is not being gay. It's called being an ally.
So you're just kissing your homies to be an ally?
Well, I didn't say they were my homies.
So you're kissing strangers to be an ally?
I kiss strangers to be an ally, yes.
All right. Well.
When the BLM movement came out, when the Black Lives Matter came out, I took three black women out on dates.
Well, none of it went anywhere, so they couldn't have been that good.
Well, it doesn't have to go anywhere. Just all that matters when you really think about it is that I'm a supporter and that you are not. Because
Why am I not?
Well, because I haven't seen you doing any of this sort of work for the betterment of society. So I don't really see what you don't really have a place to sit here on your ivory tower and
because
criticize.
I'm straight?
I'm sorry, what is that?
Because I'm straight.
So you're on the record saying that you're straight?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm also straight too. Just because I support a movement doesn't define my sexuality.
But you're kissing dudes. That's not
because I'm an ally.
That's not something a straight person would do.
Well, most straight people, I guess, just aren't allies, aren't they?
I don't think that constitutes being an ally.
I don't like how you said the word constitutes, because I feel like you don't know what it means.
I don't. I actually don't really. I don't really know where that came from.
Right, so that's called retardation. All right, so that's not good content for the podcast. We can't just sigh on the podcast.
Well, that's the only response I have for you.
So let's actually just interject for a second. Why don't you tell our listeners what it is that you're actually doing right now in the video game known as Minecraft?
Well, I'm just organizing some items, and I am going to clear out some trees and turn this into a little housing area.
Okay, so you're building, you're performing deforestation right now in a virtual world.
Yep.
You are?
Yep.
Okay. So what is the end game of this? Like, what are we trying to accomplish with this? And I see that it says here that you have new recipes unlocked.
Yes, so whenever I get a new material that I can make something out of, it gives me new recipes that for stuff I can make out of them.
Okay, that's really interesting, actually. So what is your next step going to be? Because I'm sure that the people listening to this are just riveted by what's going on right now. So why don't you explain to everybody what is the plan that you have for what you're doing in this Minecraft world right now?
Well, I think after I clear everything out, I'm going to turn this into almost like a mountainside town.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put some houses up there, maybe some stuff in the sky, some floating stuff. And also, I probably will get attacked by Herobrine at some point, so there's that. But I'm trying to figure out the theme of the kind of like what I want to build.
And so I'm noticing here that you seem to really be into themes, which I think a lot of people call autism. So what is the theme that you're after going with this? Explain to us.
I'm trying to figure out.
No, well, you have to wait until I give the phone to you because the recorder doesn't pick it up very well.
Okay.
So So let's try this again. What is the theme that you're going to go for your Minecraft world?
I don't know yet. I thought maybe you could give me some ideas.
Okay, so now this is a good thing that we can use. This is actually called viewer participation. So I now ask you, all of those who have swiped on my Tinder profile and are DMing me currently, please also, and this could also apply if you're over the age of 40, send us Minecraft world theme ideas. This is a big part of the podcast. We're going to come back to this probably once a week. We're going to double check. We're going to create a YouTube channel, and we will show off your themes with Alexandra for the podcast. Does that sound good, Alexandra?
That sounds great.
Okay, now you have to wait until I give you the phone because you're not fucking listening to me, and that's really upsetting me. So you have to wait until I give you the phone so you can talk into the recorder.
Okay.
Okay, good. Okay, now you just moved your armpit a little bit and it smelled kind of funny. You just moved your arm up and it smelled kind of funny.
Yeah, okay.
So I guess another question for the podcast is, do girls not shower?
No, I'm just, sometimes I'm a little musty.
Okay, now this is, I also want to say, this is public. So now people know of you.
People are musty.
I'm not usually musty, just I've been sitting here for a while.
So are you going on the record saying that most people are musty?
No, I don't think most people are musty. I'm saying I, right now, am a little musty.
You know what, I can understand that because I also get a little bit musty myself, and I think that's okay. I think part of a healthy...
also wanted an older woman for
okay her. Now you didn't wait until I give you the fucking phone again next to your face, so just
maybe get a better recorder.
Okay, well, we're gonna okay, well, if our sponsors keep piling up, we're gonna have the money for better recording equipment. Okay,
better fucking recorder. Stop yelling at me.
Okay, I'm not yelling. Okay, this is why we have sponsors of Trojan, sponsored by Trojan for all your
stop
anal events. I have to. This is called an ad read. I have to do ad reads once in a while.
Jesus.
All right, okay. You know, we're about getting to that time anyway. We're going to wrap it up pretty soon. We're about hitting that mark. So I guess any final thoughts that you'd like to give for the listeners of the podcast?
Maybe you guys should look at why you want to sleep with moms.
Okay, so that's really derogatory, and I don't like how you just immediately shit over all the people that are trying to listen to this. So you said that everybody who's listening has a problem? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm just saying that maybe you guys should look at why you want to sleep with moms and why you think that's a super normal thing.
All right, well, nobody said it's normal, but we're going to...
All right.
Like
10 minutes
putting
ago.
Words in my mouth. All right, this episode has been brought to you by Trojan, the one-stop shop for all your anal adventures. Follow me on LinkedIn. Again, my Tinder, swipe right. I swipe right on everybody, so DM me on that. The email is linked down below. If you are over the age of 40, please send me an email and we will figure something out. Also, any viewers of the podcast, send in your Minecraft theme ideas. We will follow back on this next episode. We'll start doing a YouTube thing. We'll figure that out, all right? Alexander, do you have any final... Oh, we don't list names because names aren't important. Sorry, that's my bad. Do you have any final words aside from hateful comments you're saying to my viewers? Just something positive maybe for the holidays?
Drink your Jolly Juice.
All right, okay, so that sucks. Anyway, all right, it's been fun, guys. Talk to you later.